What is the state's motion?
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, the state has received information that Mr. Townsend has been making threats to the Meridian Police Department. Based on that information and the contents of that threat, the state would be moving to revoke Mr. Townsend's bond. We would also be asking for a no-contact order in this matter in regards to the officer involved in this case and any relevant family that was addressed in that message.
When you reference threats to the police department and the contents thereof, what are you talking about?
Your Honor, it was brought to the city's attention through the chief of police that Mr. Townsend had made a post on the Meridian Police Department's Facebook page stating that unless the charges were dropped in this matter, he would basically be harassing the police officer's family, that he knows where the family lives, he knows where they're located at, and that he would be following through with his threats, I guess, in order to make this case go away. He did tag the names of the officers' family members within that post.
All right. Is this, based on how you've referred to it, is it something that you anticipate there being potential criminal charges out of?
Yes, Your Honor. Based on the information that the office has received, I believe that we will be routing these messages to the county for potential charges of intimidating a witness.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Austin.
Your Honor, we object to this on a number of grounds. First off, obviously the court is aware that whenever we seek a bond reduction, we have to give notice for that. This is a bond increase. I think it's only fair that the law cut both ways. We certainly have had, and I know that this just came to the knowledge of the state recently, but we certainly haven't had enough knowledge or notice, and I think that it would be inappropriate to do this, notwithstanding the fact that we are all here at this hearing. Secondly, the underlying facts of this case are at their worst a resisting an obstruction by means of civil disobedience. It's a First Amendment issue. The worst facts in the police report include the state, the officer noting that Mr. Townsend had a sign that was conveying a First Amendment message regarding the government and that he was doing it at an intersection. That's the worst facts in this case. There was no foot flight, there was no pushing, there was no shoving, there was no fighting. He was in all other ways completely cooperative, except when he decided he didn't any longer want to have contact with the police, which, of course, we are absolutely allowed to do. This information that's come to the state's attention is essentially the exact same thing. It is First Amendment commentary. Whether he shouted what he said from the courthouse steps on the atrium of the Capitol or online in that forum, it is clearly seeking redress from the government. It is First Amendment issues. However, we recognize that in Mr. Townsend's desire to get the message out as well as he could, he tagged a number of individuals. He does not know these individuals. All he was doing was using what Facebook would tell him, finding every individual with the same last name as the officer and getting the message out. He does not know the officer's family. He does not know where they live. He does not know whether the people that he tagged were all family members or not. They could be cousins. They could be kids. They could be his wife. They could be anybody with the same last name. And he tagged other people who aren't even involved with the family. He wanted to get his message out. That's all he was trying to do. However, obviously, it appears that some of the family members were tagged, and they have nothing to do with this aside from getting a message. There has never been any violence alleged. There has never been any threat of violence alleged. It specifically says within the context that was shown to the court and was shown to counsel here today that he's specifically referencing a shaming program, a nonviolent program. He is doing exactly what Dr. Martin Luther King wanted to do. He's doing it in the age of social media. He is trying to shame the government, which is First Amendment protected speech. What he did does not warrant an increase in bond. What he did is very similar to what he was doing here. He was communicating a message that shared his displeasure with the government's actions. That is absolutely the number one thing protected by the First Amendment free speech laws. No bond is warranted in this case, Your Honor. Rule 46 says the primary purpose of bond is to ensure his attendance at court. He is clearly here. He has not changed his address. The court can contact him any way they need to. The secondary reason for Rule 46's bond setting is to ensure the protection of society. He hasn't made any physical threats, either in the underlying case or in the information that's come to the state's attention. That being said, Mr. Townsend is not unreasonable. He realizes that by tagging lots of people, it apparently had the effect of reaching people who don't have a stake in this game, people who could be juveniles or minors. He is happy to untag all of those people. The one thing that we want the court to be aware of is nothing that the court decides here today should infringe on his First Amendment right to communicate his displeasure with the government. I have advised him that the state is intending to at least see whether there could be more potential crimes. He's going to tailor his behavior appropriately. No contact order is necessary. If this court orders him to untag those individuals, I think that would be appropriate. However, the officer involved in this case is a public official. It is absolutely appropriate for him to continue to use the name of that officer in his political speech. He's not going to the police station. He's not going to the police officer's house. He's not interacting with their family, aside in this digital format. He's happy to untag all of those people. I think that would address the issues that have been brought to the court's attention. But a no-contact order is unnecessary in this case, and increasing bond is inappropriate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, although the defendant does have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, he does not have a right to commit criminal acts while speaking. In this case, he did make direct threats to the individuals. Whether these are cast in a violent or nonviolent manner, he states, and I quote, "I know where you live." That is in direct correlation to the officer in this case and the officer's family. Bond is appropriate in this case, Your Honor. The defendant did resist the officer's commands to stop in this initial instance. The officer had told him that he was investigating the crime that he had just committed. He continued to walk away. The officer had to put the defendant in handcuffs. At this time, the defendant is a threat to the community, and some bond is warranted. Thank you, Your Honor.
First, let me say this as to the state's motion. My concern is as follows. The state requests the court to revoke Mr. Townsend's bond and thereby, in this particular case, presumably set a newer bond and a higher bond, and further asked for the sanction that the court impose a no-contact order restricting Mr. Townsend's conduct liberty. I think the defense position that notice is required in this instance is correct. And so I'm going to set this motion of the state's for hearing on March 30th at 10:30. And I will require the state to file their motion and have that served on Mr. Austin no later than Monday, the 23rd. So that's in the first instance. I'm concerned in as much as the allegation seems to be that Mr. Townsend has committed a new offense from the state's perspective. It's obviously extremely difficult for Mr. Austin to be able to respond to that without knowing specifically what it is Mr. Townsend's accused of doing. in addition, Mr. Townsend would have certain constitutional rights in regards to any allegations of the commission of a new crime, and to place him in the position today of responding to those would be very problematic from a due process point of view. While it is concerning what the state is alleging, what I don't hear is any threats related to any type of physical harm, violence, things of that nature to the officer involved in this case or his family. Certainly, I understand concerns that the family members may have in this situation. Not so much dealing with what you intend to do, Mr. Townsend, or what you meant to communicate, but just like if you, as a citizen, were to witness some offense when you were out in the community, and because of the nature of you being a witness in that case, that individual, that defendant, were to start posting things and tagging your family members and doing that kind of thing, they might have concerns for their own particular welfare, because they don't know who this individual is and what's going on. And I think that's the court's major concern here. Until that hearing, what the court is going to do is I'm imposing a pretrial release order in your case. It's unsupervised conditions of the court. I'm not making you subject to the sheriff's office or anything like that. But what I am ordering, pursuant to what your attorney has referenced today, is I'm ordering you to untag the family members of the officer involved in the case. And then we will come back on the 30th and have this hearing related to the state's request at that time. Any questions?
No, Your Honor.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead and give him a notice. Can we get his notice back so we can write that date to March 30th on there? Anything else to take up in this case?
Not from us, Your Honor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Townsend. All right. Let's take up...